committed spiritual adultery. But God still can't divorce us. That's what that's saying. He still can't divorce us unless we don't come back to him. He's not going to do the same thing. He's not going to pick another generation. He's not going to say, oh, goodbye to them, kill them all, let's start with something new. He's going to hang in there for that bride. He's going to believe. He's going to watch us renounce our adultery. He's going to watch us cry out and cast out that unclean stuff that we've been building our house with the spirit of mammon. I think mammon, I really believe with all my heart, mammon is the strong man. Mammon is the strong man. And we need to repent for adultery with him. Anyway, he goes on. We're going to do this really quick because I really want to get this last thing before we can bring the house down. There was a rich man who used to dress in purple and fine linen and feast magnificently every day. And at his gate there used to live a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to fill himself with what fell from the rich man's table. Even dogs came and licked his sores. This guy had it rough. Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels into Abraham's embrace. The rich man also died and was buried. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham. This is one of the only pictures, especially New Testament, that we see of hell, that we see of the afterlife. And this, of course, was before Christ. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long way off with Lazarus in his embrace. He cried out, Father Abraham. See, they're going to know all this stuff, folks. They're going to know the Bible left and right. It's going to be there to torment them forever, how they did not receive truth. Father Abraham, pity me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames. You're in flames, folks. It's right there. Abraham said, my son, remember that during your life you had your fill of good things, just as Lazarus had his fill of bad. Now he is being comforted here while you are in agony. But that is not all. Between us and you, there's a great gulf that has been fixed to prevent those who want to cross from our side to yours or from yours to ours. So then he goes on and said, well, Father, send someone, even from the dead. In other words, send me back so I can warn my family. And then the word is, even if someone should come from the dead, which is Jesus Christ, they still won't believe. I just want to put that in there because this theology that how much faith you have is based on how much you have would say that Lazarus should have been the one in the flames, not this rich man. And that's not saying, it's have whatever God gives you to have and then use it for God's glory, period. But get free from wanting to be ruled and solving your problems with money. And it's not just money. It's the world's way of thinking. It's your intellect. It's your career. It's you calling the shots, trying to make a life for yourself. Let God have the life he wants for you. So, did I prove that pretty good? Did you see where Satan is negotiating to build a house in you? Was that clear? This is really cool because this is what we've been building up to. All right, we're talking here about getting people free. You've got to first recognize what's going on in them. We just walk up to them with very little knowledge, start trying to cast out devils, make up things, and what we're really seeing is, wait a minute, Christ is supposed to live in the believer, but there are demons living in believers. How did they get there? That person negotiated with the enemy. Okay, there's some negotiating going on here. They believe the devil's lies. They negotiate it with them. So we have to go back now and have them renounce that negotiation. Even if they were a child. You know, this isn't about blame. Get free from condemnation. It's about finding out where Satan got his ties in there. That simple and that easy. How did Satan do this thing? We want to break the power of that. Okay?